We now present the first episode of Dad and Dave, a human story of two typical Australians, their families, their lives, their hopes, their doubts, their fears and their triumphs. The characters of Dad and Dave represent all that is sturdy, honest and resourceful in the great Australian outback. You'll laugh with them, you will sympathize with them, and perhaps their troubles may in some way remind you of your own, and perhaps their courage will inspire you. Now let us visit the homestead in Snake Gully, just off the road to Gundagai. It is a typical Australian homestead. There's a veranda running almost right round the house. In front of the house are a few trees and a small, well-kept garden. Now let us enter the homestead. It is nighttime, and in the living room we make the acquaintance of Dad and Dave. Dad is sitting at the table, laboriously writing, while Dave has just finished reading the daily paper.
What are you doing, Dan?
I'm very busy. 2 and 5 is, why don't you do something useful instead of sitting with your nose in the paper all night?
Oh, I finished the paper now.
4. So, well, don't talk. I'm busy. 2 and 6.
What are you doing?
4. I'm working out something. 4 and 9 is 5. I wonder what time your mother will be out.
Oh, Ted Ramsey said he'd bring her home. She should be here pretty soon now.
Well, why didn't you go over to the social?
Oh, well, Mabel wasn't going. They've got a sick calf over at her place, and she said she'd probably have to sit up all night with it.
Yes, Mabel's a good girl, Dave. 4 and 2 is 6. She'll make a good wife for a farmer.
Yes, that's what I think, Dan.
Well, why don't you ask her to marry you?
Oh, well, you know what it is. A fella's got to be able to make a home for a girl. And I don't know, but I...
Oh, you're not half the man I was. I remember in my young days, the young fellas knew how to go courting.
Oh, that's all very well, Dad, but what have I got to offer Mabel? You know, we've never got over the depression.
Yes, I know it only too well. But you haven't got to think about things like that.
Why didn't you go to the social?
Oh, I've got some business to do here. 6 and 4 is 10, and 2 is 12, and... Oh, dear. Why don't you slip over and see Mabel now?
Oh, it's a bit late, ain't it?
Well, when I was courting your mother, I used to go and see her every night, and she was always glad to see me, too.
Hey, Dad, did Mum always boss you about?
What do you mean, boss me about? She doesn't boss me about now. Let me tell you, your mother's worked very hard. She helped me to build this place.
I know she did.
Yes, well, maybe she feels that she wants to go a bit social since I've been on the Shire Council. 4 and 6, oh dear, I can't. Well, good luck to her. She deserves it.
I'm with you, Dad. But why don't you go around to all these socials and dances with Mum? Are you getting a bit too old for dancing, Dad?
Who said so? I can outdance you any day.
Well, I notice you've always got an excuse not to go out.
Yeah, you notice a good deal too much. 2 and 6 is... Well, don't talk all the time. Do you do some useful work? No man should ever be idle.
All right. I promised Mum I'd have a look at that clock.
Oh, talking again. What's the matter with the clock?
Oh, she says it keeps stopping. It seems to be all right now, though. I'll see if I can fix it.
Well, don't disturb me all the time. 4 and 2 is 8. Well, and be careful with that clock. Your mother and I got that for a wedding present.
Yes, it's a pretty good wedding present.
Yes, you know, I remember when we first furnished this place, Dave. What a time we had choosing the furniture. We did most of it by mail order, you know. And your mother picked out that easy chair for me.
It's a pretty comfortable chair, that.
Too right it is. It's solid. That leather armchair will last forever. You know, I remember how your mother and I had a bit of an argument about the curtains. I wanted green baize, and she said the dark red was much better.
So you add dark red.
Well, I didn't give in right away. But maybe your mother was right. They make the room look cozy, all right. 4 and 6 are good. Oh, what are you doing with that clock?
I'm trying to mend it.
Well, don't talk so much. Here am I trying to work out some figures and you're talking all the time.
All right, Dad.
Yes, 14 and 6, that's 20 and 15 and... Oh, what is the matter with you, Dave? Now I've lost count again. That's the third time I've tried to add up that column.
I'm sorry, Dad, but you told me to do something useful.
Well, do you think it's useful to keep on making me lose count?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking, Dad, you were talking about me and Mabel.
Yes.
I wonder if you could fix us up with enough for a little homestead. Near here. I wouldn't shift away from Snake Gully.
Snake Gully's a good place.
That's true. I know everyone here. There's old Bill Johnson at the store and Harry Matthews at the pub. Cripes, I wouldn't feel the same in another town. Do you think you could fix us up with a little homestead near here, Dad?
Well, Mabel would make you a good wife. There's no doubt about that.
Well, what about it, Dad?
What about what?
Well, I could say the word to Mabel tomorrow if you can fix us up and help me.
Well, what do you want me to do? Go and ask her for you? Can't you do it yourself?
No, I don't mean that. Set me up in a little homestead.
You've been a good boy, Dave. And you've worked pretty hard. But I don't think I can help you just now. You see, things are a bit tough.
Yes, that's true. And you've promised to buy Mum a motor car.
Yes, your mother has set her out on a motor car. Of course, in my day, we were happy enough in the old horse and trap, but... Now we're getting on in life and Mum thinks we should have a car.
Are you going to buy one, Dad? Cripes, I'll be able to go and take Mabel out. And we'll be able to slip over to the station to meet the train every night.
I can't do it, Dave.
What's up, Dad? You look a bit worried.
Well, never mind about me. What are you doing to that clock?
I'm fixing it.
Oh, well, fix it and don't talk. I've got a lot of work to do. Now, where was I? Oh, that's right now. 13 and 6 and 9 and... Oh, how can I do any work? How can I do anything with you sitting there making the noise with the clock?
I'm not making a noise. I'm mending it. Hey, Dad, do you think I'll ever be able to marry Mabel?
My boy, I'd be very happy to see you settle down and married, but, well, you may as well know the truth. I've been trying to reduce my overdraft and I borrowed money to do it. I've paid a pretty high rate of interest, and I've got to meet that interest bill.
Oh, does that mean that Mum won't get a car?
Well, I don't want to disappoint your mother. She set her heart on having this car now that the Ramseys have got one. It means something to her that I'm on the Snake Gully Council, and I promised your mother, and, well, now I don't know how I'm going to keep that promise.
I wish I could help you, Dan.
I've been adding up these figures and working out the interest and looking at my bank book, and I can't let your mother down.
Well, what can we do, Dan?
What do you mean, what can we do? You can't do anything.
You're right, I can. Your troubles are my troubles.
Good on you, Dave.
I know how hard Mum's worked. I know she deserves a bit of a rest now. She likes going around and being all social. Oh, I'll have to try and help her.
Why, what can you do for her?
Well, I'm mending the clock anyway.
Dave, if that strike... Look, stop it, will you? If that clock strikes again, I'll do some striking.
Oh, I got a bit nervous. The thing doesn't go at all now.
4 and 6.
I'll have to take some of the wheels out.
Do you know anything about clocks?
Oh, I can fix it. Cripes, Mum will be pleased to find the clock working again, won't she?
Oh, you don't know anything about it, do you? Give me a go. Let's have a look. I'll get a few of these little wheels out now. I'll unscrew this one. This must be a spring. Now, let's have a look. You pull that out like this...
Hey, be careful. You can't pull a spring like that.
I know what I'm doing. If I can mend a milking machine, I can mend a clock.
Yes, but we've got such a lot of it out now. I don't know where these things go.
Well, we'll put them back in a minute.
Yeah, perhaps we should have sent the clock to old Jim Norris, the jeweler.
Oh, we can fix it without him. Jim has been in Snake Gully a long time. I bought your mother's wedding ring from him and her engagement ring, too. You know, she's a wonderful woman, Dave. I ain't letting her down. Here, give me that other screw. Yeah, I think that goes in there.
No, it don't go in there. It don't fit. Here, give it to me.
Be careful, be careful. I know what I'm doing.
All right. Isn't there any way you can raise the money, Dad?
Hey, I'm going in to see the bank manager tomorrow. Maybe the bank will help me out. You know, I'd like to get you married and settle down, Dave. And I'd like your mother to have the car. You know, the Ramseys got married a little while after us. Maybe the depression didn't hit them so badly. But they've got a car now. It might have been all right if this had been a better season. We've had very little rain and the price of feed has gone up.
Yes, I know. Still, we might get a drop of rain soon.
Yes, I think it'll be too late. I can't get this spring to go in. Wait a minute, Dave. The other wheel is coming out now.
Dad, look. We've got everything out of the clock now.
Well, it's just a matter of putting it back in the right way.
Hello. Here's Mum.
Oh, it's a pity we couldn't have had the clock mended before she got back. Now, don't say anything about my troubles, Dave.
You leave it to me,
I'll
Dad.
I'll put that bank book and these papers in my pocket.
Goodbye, Mr. Ramsey. Thanks for the little coat.
Oh, here she is.
I'll have the other car soon. Goodbye.
Open the door for your mother, Dave.
All right.
Hurry up.
Hello, Mother. Oh, it was a wonderful social. Everyone in Snake Gully was there. And did they like my cake?
I'll bet they did.
What have you two been doing?
Oh, we've been mending the clock, Mum. We've got it all in pieces now.
What?
I don't know how we're going to get it together again. There seems to be a lot of wheels over.
My clock. Oh, why, what have you done? You've got it all in pieces.
Well, it was broken. You wanted it mended, didn't you?
I had Jim Norris, the jeweler, over here today, and he fixed it for me. Now you'll never get it together again.